It was a little loud there for a hot sec. Now we're fine.
Well, that's okay.
Let's see what else is loud. Is a helicopter.
Hold for helicopter, please. I'm just going to start with this. I feel like this is an appropriate way to start the show.
Yeah.
You know?
It is.
And it was funny because I feel like it was a couple years ago when we started doing the show, and I was blown away by the fact that...
I'm sorry, a couple years ago we started doing the show?
When we started doing the show, it was a couple years ago.
It was more than that.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm just... you know, it was whatever.
It was like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, what is time?
I don't know.
But I remember being blown away that neither your father or your sister had won Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
And as of today, that's not true. Congratulations to Miley Cyrus for winning a Grammy, finally.
Finally.
Took way too long.
Like, how did Wrecking Ball not win a Grammy? Jeez, what a great song.
Or Party in the USA.
Right? I know.
It doesn't make any sense to me. I think there's a lot of complaints that we could make with the Recording Academy.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people do make a lot of complaints about it.
They do.
I feel like Jay-Z just made a big complaint about it at the Grammys. But I feel like she deserved this one.
Very much.
And it was kind of interesting, too, because I feel like she didn't tour behind it a whole lot, right?
She didn't at all.
At all.
That was the whole shtick was the Grammys advertised this performance. This was her first public performance of Flowers ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Well, anyways, congratulations to Miles Cynthia Cyrus. Cyrus Miley. What's her real name?
Well, she changed it legally.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, it was Destiny.
Oh, my God.
You knew that.
I forgot about that.
Destiny Hope Cyrus.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Legally changed Smart. To Miley Ray Cyrus.
So much better.
Yeah.
Because the first one sounds like she just is a stripper.
I mean.
Like, she wasn't even.
That's
like
what my mom was going for.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, normally they're like, you know, they're like Sarah, or not Sarah, like Laura. Jane Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, man, I got to change it to Star Destiny Child.
She was born that way.
Well, speaking, though, of being naked on stage, your sister did make some mention to not wearing any underwear.
Uh-huh.
Is that a bit or is that true?
It wasn't true. She actually posted this morning that she did, in fact, have underwear on. Honestly, I think it was like a nervous word vomit. Like, she didn't know what to say, so it just like came out. And then she came off stage and was like, what was I thinking? Why did I say that?
I thought it was good.
Like, I'm glad, because I thought it was cute and funny.
Yeah.
It's, you know her, like, whoops. Like, it was very her, but it actually, like, she came off stage and was like, what did I just say?
She didn't, like, think to say that.
No.
Really?
Yeah. So she had speeches written out on cards, like a couple different variations of a speech, I think.
Okay, good for her.
And
it always annoys me when people are like, I didn't think I was going to do, you know, I didn't plan on this.
No, yeah, she had a couple of different options going, you know? Both times she won. The first time, I actually loved what she said about the butterfly story. I thought that was so cute.
Okay.
So she kind of like, you know, ditched the pre-prepared speech for the butterfly story.
Yeah.
Which was lovely. And then the second time, she had her cards in her little purse, and I saw her kind of fumbling with the purse to get the cards. And I think she was having trouble getting into the purse and was kind of like, well, whatever. And just started talking.
Yeah.
And the underwear bit came out. So
I think the underwear bit was the best part of the bit.
I thought it was funny. You know, I loved it.
Do you?
I got thanked. So I, you know, I was pleased.
Yeah. As you should. I saw you were there with your mom.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend was there as well.
Yep.
And they both had equally
large hair,
coiffed hair. Yeah. Just the bouffant, the amount of Aquanet that was used for that hair. I didn't know what year it was.
I think that's what she was going for, honestly.
No shit. I mean, she's been kind of, I don't know, she's your sister, but I feel like she's really taken a duck to water to like 80s hair bands.
Yes, which is absolutely Tish's fault.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's all my mom grew up on.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that's what we grew up on. Like, one of my first concerts was Bon Jovi. We went to see Warrant when I was a young child.
Yeah.
Like, definitely my mother to blame.
Well, very cool. I mean, you were there, so you were at the Grammys. This is obviously going to come out a couple of days later, but like, you were at the Grammys. What was like the best, other than like your sister winning, what was your favorite part?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Miley winning and Miley's performance were the highlight for me.
Yeah.
Other really cool things for me, I loved seeing Tracy Chapman, Fast Car with Luke. I mean, I really thought Luke did a good job of really giving her the floor. But I thought he did a really good job of really just stepping back during the performance. So that was very cool. Joni Mitchell I don't cry. Yeah. I was teary.
How was she looking?
I mean,
yeah.
But her song was What'd just she do? So moving.
I didn't even watch it. I saw the highlights. Did she do Coyote?
No, I don't know what it's called. I'm so terrible. Yeah, can you look it up?
No, Both Sides Now.
Both Sides Now. It was so emotional.
Was it?
She performed towards the end of the show, you know?
Yeah.
And so like after just an entire, first of all, the Grammys are so long.
So long.
3.5 hours, you know? So like towards the end, I think just after 3 hours of just all of this pyro and the glitter and the just theatrics and the dancers and just all the show of it, just to have her sit there and sing this insanely emotional, brilliant song was just really moving.
Yeah.
It was hard to explain, but like very, very cool. She sounds so young here.
Have you, she was, I mean, she's still beautiful, but like back in the day, just total smoke show.
Yeah. And she, when like, so she started with her chair turned like away from the crowd.
Yeah.
And it turned and whatnot. And then at the very end, I mean, everybody stood up and was just clapping and crying. And just the look on her face, like, just so sweet.
I know.
I loved it.
Have you ever seen The Last Waltz?
No.
You should watch that. It's one of my favorite live musical documentaries. It's directed by Martin Scorsese, which that's a segue into a later thing. It's one of my favorite things. And it's all about the band's last show, which happens in Thanksgiving in like 74. And they just bring out all their best friends. Joni Mitchell is one of those people that comes out and she's just so hot and like so freaking talented. And she is like one of the stars of the whole thing, which is just chock full of like, you know, it's like Bob Dylan and Neil Diamond and Neil Young and everyone's there. But Joni Mitchell is like definitely one of the highlights. So
that's so cool. I should watch that. Those performances were my faves besides Miley. Miley winning that first award was just so cool. Cause we go into it. Like, it's like, I said to my mom beforehand, I was like, she's performing. Like, they got to give her at least one. And she was like, they didn't your dad. Yeah. And I was like, he performed. And she was like, yes, he performed Iggy Breaky and did not win a thing. And I was like, oh my God, Miley would be so devastated, you know? So that first one, I think because it was before her performance, we were like, oh, like, please, like, let us get this one.
Yeah.
Cause like just to go into the performance, knowing you got one would be so great. And so we're all sitting there and we're kind of nervous. And then we see Mariah Carey walk out and we're looking around like, this can't be real. Miley loves Mariah Carey.
But are they friends?
I mean, they've met before, but like Miley's obsessed with her, you know, and totally. MC and MC. And so
I
like,
get
when
it.
We saw,
but was that a thing beforehand? I didn't know that was a
kinda,
thing.
Kind of, yeah. It's like Miley calls herself MC and everybody calls Mariah Carey MC. Yeah. So it's like a thing. And so she comes out. And for me, it was like oh my God, this is a sign.
So
we're winning this.
You didn't know who was going to be the presenter?
Isn't that crazy?
That's weird.
It was like such a cool surprise. Miley's whole face lit up, you know? And so for me, I saw her come out and I was like, oh, we're winning this.
Yeah.
Like, this is in the bag because it's Mariah. It's a sign. And my mom was thinking like, oh my God, if she doesn't get this, she's going to be devastated because it's Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
And so I was like, no, I just know. And so it was just a cool thing to like see Mariah Carey and then she got it and then the cute and it was nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Trevor Noah did a good job.
He did, yeah. I feel like he's always, you know,
always
kind of does the same thing. It's always good.
Yeah. Taylor Swift won a bunch.
You know, she won a couple.
Yeah, she's won a few.
Yeah, but like she was nominated for a lot.
Yeah.
But like, sorry, she wins everything. I was happy to see like Billie Eilish won Best Song. Like,
yeah.
And you know, Taylor was nominated. So it was nice to see some other people get some recognition also.
I'll tell you what wasn't one of my least favorite things.
What's that?
I thought for sure Noah Kahan was going to win a Grammy.
You did?
Yeah, for sure.
That category, every year it's so stacked.
Yeah.
But this time when they were announcing the nominees, I was like, holy shit, like they're all so good.
Yeah, I know.
It was really stacked.
Who won that one?
It was Victoria Monet.
Okay.
And I got to say, like, I love Noah Kahan. And, but like she, I do think it was very well deserved. Victoria Monet was also nominated in a couple other bigger categories. So it was kind of like for me, like, all right, if she's also nominated for like best, you know, hip hop song or whatever it was that she was nominated for, I was like, she'd probably win best new artist.
Yeah.
Her speech was so sweet and so genuine. And we just met her afterwards and she was just so lovely. So I thought it was well deserved, but man, like what a stacked category, because almost every single person in that category, I was like, oh, I want them. Oh no, wait, I want them. I want them. You know, like you wanted everyone to win it. But everybody in best new artist, they always sit them close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they all sat right behind me.
Oh, really?
Jelly Roll, too. He was nominated. So
I thought he did win. Did he win for like country or whatever?
He probably won a country award, but he was nominated for Best New Artist. And
I think he won Best New Artist in Country. Because
is that a thing?
Because his, I don't know, I heard his speech being like,
oh,
I'm 39 years old and I just won Best New Artist.
I think that was about being nominated. Oh, okay. Because I remember that speech. Okay. Which was, I liked that speech a lot. But anyway, yeah, Noah Kahan. I'm saying it because he sat behind me and
did you talk to him? Were you like,
I didn't. I like turned around.
Dude, he knows who I am. He watches Bachelor in Paradise. Well,
okay. Does he?
Yes, and he follows me.
He does. Okay, so
we've talked about this before.
Whatever. Okay, so
he definitely knows who you are.
I was sitting in front of it, and I love to people watch, especially these things. The people watching was amazing. Yeah. So I would like turn around a lot, and he and I made eye contact a few times, and I was like, oh shit, he knows. He knows I'm the girl that mispronounced his name, and he hates me.
everyone mispronounced his name at first.
But like, I kept thinking that I was like, oh, he for sure like no, like that freaking girl, she said my name wrong.
Whatever. We were way early on Noah Kahan. I will say this: Jason Isbell won 2 Grammys. I was pretty pumped about that.
Very cool.
And that's also a segue into something, one of my favorite things going forward.
Chris Stapleton also won. I think he won Best Country Song for White Horse, which I was pumped about because that's a great song.
Yeah.
Cool that Meryl Streep was there.
Yeah.
You know, I like saw her from the crossroom and I was like, is that? I was like, but now, why would she be here? But it was her. That was cool.
She probably has an EGOT somehow. I assume. I don't know how she has a Grammy, but I bet you she does.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, very cool. I wish I was invited, but it's fine. You know, one day I'll be.
Why would you be invited?
Because I'm friends with you.
It doesn't work like that.
You know, I thought you had an extra plus one or something.
No, I definitely don't get that. No. I will say, so I'm not a little, everyone's had at tables this year, which I thought was nice.
Yeah.
And on the table, there were these little things that looked like a speaker, like a microphone.
Yeah.
Or a speaker. It was like one or the other. And we couldn't tell what they were. And I was like, is it a microphone? Talking, everybody. I'm freaked out. And they were like, maybe it's just for looks, you know? And then I pulled on it. No, it was plugged in. It was wired in there. And I listened. I didn't hear anything coming out of it. I think they were eavesdropping on us.
Well.
For sure.
That's like Walt Disney.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah, I do.
Mic'd up Club 33 so you can listen to all those bullets.
I'm telling you.
I'm sure that the Recording Academy is like, everyone's angry at us. We got to find out who is upset with us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, very cool. Congratulations to Destiny. Destiny. What was it again?
Destiny Hope.
Tish. Come on, girl.
My dad's to blame for the middle name.
Well, Hope is okay.
It's fine. He did that.
It's the
he
destiny like, part that I'm having like, a problem.
Well, the whole name was because it's her destiny to bring hope to the world.
Oh my God. Well, that he wasn't wrong about it.
He's probably for sure high. Now that I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, he's high for sure.
But he wasn't wrong.
No.
All right, Brandi. One of my New Year's resolutions is to save money, eat better, and be more healthy. And you know how I'm going to do that?
How are you going to do that?
HelloFresh. I freaking love HelloFresh. Each HelloFresh box is packed with farm fresh ingredients and everything arrives pre-portioned right to your doorstep for less hassle and less wasted food. You got to ditch your meal planning blues and the grocery store run with quick, convenient recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Just choose your meals and select your delivery date and then HelloFresh, well, they handle the rest. So all you have to do is open your weekly box of fresh pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes to get cooking. It is delicious, and it's something that Sarah and I love to do together.
Go to HelloFresh.com/YFTfree and use the code YFTfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/YFTfree with code YFTfree. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Do it. They got dinner, now breakfast? Come on.
I'm hungry.
Me too. All right, guys. Bowl and Branch. Yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh. And it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Boll & Branch is amazing.
Boll & Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at BollAndBranch.com.
That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details. All right. With the new year, everybody is kind of on a health kick, including me. And did you guys know that like your skin, your hair is a reflection of your health, and internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and grows. Y'all know that I love Nutrafol. I've been taking Nutrafol supplements for a long time. And with their hair wellness quiz, you can get your personalized hair health plan today. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding.
Start your hair growth journey today by taking Nutrafol's hair wellness quiz and get your personalized hair health plan today. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping at Nutrafol.com/quiz when you enter promo code YFT. So take the quiz and get started on reaching your hair wellness goals with Nutrafol today. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com/quiz, promo code YFT.
That's Nutrafol.com/quiz, promo code YFT.
Should we start? I think you should go.
I forgot.
Yeah. By the way, you're here. You're in LA. You're in LA.
It's raining so much, you guys. We'll talk about it. Bros and hoes, you're listening to your favorite thing podcast.
Right? Wells and Brandy.
It's flooding here.
I know. I mean, it's kind of flooding here.
Have you driven anywhere today?
I went to the grocery store earlier.
It's definitely flooding in the streets.
Flooding in the streets.
So my sister-in-law?
Okay.
Is no.
Who?
What is Dom's daughter to me?
Yeah, your your sister-in-law.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
No. Because that's if my sister marries somebody and their siblings. What if my mom... Stepsister?
Stepsister.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Not really.
Stepsister.
Think about all that. She lives right close to you, actually.
Oh, really?
And her apartment is flooded, like ankle deep water inside the apartment. They've been over there all morning cleaning it up.
The house two down, they had to have ServPro over there.
And you're saying it's not flooding.
Well, we're fine. We're doing great over here.
It's terrible.
We got 6 inches of rain last night.
They said, you guys, I watched the news this morning because that's what my mom watches. Mm-hmm. 6 months of rain in one day.
Yeah, I saw that. That's good. You know, we need it. We really need it.
We didn't need it last night on the red carpet, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I get that.
Pretty terrible.
I was up in Carmel for the AT&T Pro-Am with all of Bachelor Nation.
Oh, cute.
And that got rained out. So,
like they didn't have it?
So the last 2 days got rained out.
Oh, man.
Or the last day.
Bummer.
The last day.
Golf is life.
Golf is life, but that was from, because you didn't watch the show. That is from Ted Lasso.
Oh, yeah.
Football is life.
I don't like that show.
Anyways, it was a star-studded cast. Let's see. We had Ben Higgins, Jess Higgins, my wife, Dean, Kaylin, Chris Harrison, Lauren Zima, Justin Glaze,
Susie,
don't know your last name, but you're
Evans.
Lovely. Evans, there you go. Suzanne and Kathy from Golden Bachelorette.
Oh, do they golf?
No, they fucking take selfies. Okay. That's what they do.
I just asked, you know.
So many selfies. I was like, ladies, come on. Wait, let's just all take a picture, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Who else was there? Oh, Bob Guinea, Andrew Firestone. It was a star-studded cast. We had a lot of fun, man.
How'd you do? Were you good?
I didn't play. Well, yes, we actually did. I went and played Cyprus, one of my favorite places in the world. Super exclusive golf club. Don't worry about it. And then I went and played against all of those guys. But mainly in our group, it was me, Ben, Dean, Chris Harrison. So it was a tough match. And who came out victorious? Your boy.
Really?
By a lot.
Because I thought you sucked at the last one.
I did.
Okay.
But that's golf for you, baby. I won $130 from Chris Harrison.
Okay.
I won. Dean Unglert, or Dean Bell now, doesn't have Venmo, okay? He just has Apple Pay. I don't even think Steve Jobs uses Apple Pay, okay? So he could only pay me in Apple Pay. I have $240 in Apple Pay. I know it's all from him.
It's Apple Cash, right?
Whatever the fuck it is.
Okay, Apple Pay is totally different.
So I have no idea how much he really paid me, but he paid me money, and then I won $80 from Ben. Because the reason why I didn't win more money from Ben is Ben and I were on the same team against Chris and Dean, and then we had all the indie matches. Anyways, nerdy golf talk. I shot 80 in like howling winds, which is pretty good. So
howling, huh?
Howling winds.
Wow.
There was some things in the news I thought we should touch on real quick.
Okay.
Did you see that King Charles?
Yes, but it's benign.
No, he has cancer.
No, but it's benign cancer.
I don't
That's
know.
What the news said this morning that I watched.
All the news that I've been watching isn't.
Well, can you Google it?
I guess I can.
That's all Dom talked about this morning.
Let's go with the BBC because I feel like they will know what's up. This was 3 hours ago. King Charles III diagnosed with cancer, Buckingham Palace says. The type of cancer has not been revealed. It is not prostate cancer, but it was discovered during the recent treatment of an enlarged prostate. The king began regular treatments on Monday and will postpone public duties during the treatment, the palace said. The king, 75, remains wholly positive about his treatment and looks forward to returning to full public duty as soon as possible. No further details are being shared on the state of cancer or prognosis. This dude just got to be king, like seven minutes ago.
I know.
And now he's got the cancer.
I feel like that runs in their family, though.
Yeah, his grandfather died of lung cancer, but I think he was a joyful smoker.
Oh, I think a lot of them were, right?
They're British.
Yeah.
Come on. They're all smoking
still.
They're
all chain-smoking from like 12 and up.
Which, by the way, did you see there is a new referendum against Zins? Do you know what Zins are?
Yeah, they're disgusting.
They're so gross.
Yeah.
A lot of people that I play golf with use Zins, and I've tried them. It's like my gums are on fire.
Ooh.
I don't understand it.
People love them.
Listen, I'm going to have some nicotine. I will have a cigarette.
Sure.
Analog.
I won't do that. But
I will analog, baby. All right? People with jewels can't stand you. You know?
Yeah.
Give me an old-fashioned ciggy.
Okay.
If I'm going down, I'm going down swinging. Looking cool. Just kidding. Don't do that.
Smoking kills.
It does. Especially King Charles's grandfather. Right. Yeah, we did the crazy floods. Super Bowl coming up. Who you rooting for? Probably the 49ers.
I don't know who's in it.
49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs.
49ers for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not a big Travis Kelce fan these days.
No. Also, my friend Adam, he like works on all the 49ers players.
Yeah.
So I'm like going to go with that because I have like a stake in that.
I'm going to go ahead and say this and so to not piss off the Swifties, which is so funny that me saying a team that I like could anger a group of fans for music. But listen, this is like being like, okay, I'm done with the Yankees. I'm done with the Alabama Crimson Tide. I'm tired of you guys winning. Mm-hmm. I would like other teams to win now. Mm-hmm. And as a person from the Central Coast, Northern California, even though I am a Raider fan.
49ers, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. I like Christian McCaffrey. You seem pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's dating
Olivia Culpo.
Olivia Culpo. Yeah. Yep. Very, and also very famous person.
Yep.
I love the Brock Purdy story, you know?
Yep.
Okay.
Love it.
I saw Catherine O'Hara is going to be on season 2 of The Last of Us. Got very excited about that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. I have not caught up on The Bachelor. I'm not.
It's only been...
I don't think there's been... There's
two
episodes? Yeah, maybe there might be a third one out tonight.
Oh, by the time... Okay, yeah. So no, I won't be caught
up
either.
We'll try to catch up, I guess. I know that everyone's like fully in love with the girl with the cochlear implant.
So sweet, yeah.
The cochlear?
Cochlear, I think.
Cochlear implant. Yeah, so we're rooting for Daisy. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Come on.
Great name.
Daisy Jones and the Six.
Great show.
It should be like Daisy Jones and the 25 other girls that's dating this asshole Joey. No, kidding, Joey's a great guy. Do you have some fave things, bro?
Okay, so I started Masters of the Air.
Okay.
On Apple.
Me too.
Okay, how far in are you? I think I'm 2 episodes in.
I think we're 3 episodes
in. Oh, okay, so you're a little further than me.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I like it. I will say that I need, what's his name? Elvis.
That's terrible. Austin Butler.
I need Austin Butler to quit with the...
Okay.
I'm trying to act like the coolest guy.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say the Elvis accent.
But he's still doing that too.
Here's the thing though. He's always kind of sounded like that.
Not at all.
Yes.
When he was on the Disney Channel show, he did not sound like that at
all. My mom says he did. He was on Hannah Montana. And my mom was like, I remember him kind of sounding like that on Hannah Montana.
I met him when he was dating Vanessa and he did not sound like that. He just sounded like a normal guy.
Then I think he kind of did. And then like then you go through puberty and your voice gets deeper probably even more. So
I met him post puberty.
Okay, whatever. I feel bad for the guy because.
Oh, you feel bad for that guy?
I do because everyone gives him shit and like, just leave him alone. Let him sound like Elvis.
Did you see that he is getting a speech coach?
Yes, that's why I feel bad. Like, everyone needs to chill.
I just think that he thinks in his mind, this sounds so cool, and I'm going to keep doing it.
I don't think he thinks that.
I 100% think
he does. I don't think he thinks 100%. That. Because if he thought that, he would stop doing it because he's getting so much shit.
No, I think every girl's like, that's so sexy. But every guy's like, what are you doing?
I don't think so. Anyway, you need him to stop being what on the show?
He just is like, yeah, we got to... We gotta lead him to the promised land. And you're like, what? It's like, yeah, Bucky, let's go.
So is this a writer's problem or an Austin Butler problem?
Do you want to know what I think it is? I think it's a directorial problem. I think that there was no director to be like, hey, bud, let's stop with the toothpick in the mouth.
You don't love it?
I get it. Like, he's the heartthrob of this thing.
Right.
But it's a little over the top for me. But I will say this. I really like the show.
Okay.
During World War II, 5 miles above the ground and behind enemy lines, 10 men inside a bomber known as a flying fortress battle unrelenting flocks of German fighters, masters of the air, on Apple Plus. The cast is fucking ridiculous.
It really is.
As much as I want to make fun of Austin Butler, he's great in it, but like his voice is it's a little silly.
It's fine.
Anthony Boyle is in it. He's the navigator who gets sick a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the original people from Harry Potter, The Cursed Child on Broadway.
Saw Harry Potter.
Okay, but this is the Broadway one with Sarah's dad, who's Dumbledore. Oh. And so we met him years ago, and he's in it. He's great.
Mm-hmm.
The Barry Cohegan. Yep. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's the guy that's in Everything, Saltburn, thing, Banshees of Inner Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one guy, well, there's a bunch of people who aren't American. His American accent is better than everyone else's. And he's
not American.
No, he's Irish. And then the guy, Callum Turney.
That he's my favorite.
He's so good.
I love him. So he was in, did you ever see The Last Letter to Your Lover?
No.
Oh, so good.
Is it great?
It's great. Absolutely great. And he's in that. Wait, he's hitting Dua Lipa?
Oh, well, that makes sense. He seems tall.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Didn't see him last night. He's so cute. If you guys have not seen The Last Letter to Your Lover, oh my God, you have to see it. It's Shailene Woodley. This came out like probably...
Is this Nicholas Sparks?
Like 3 years ago? No.
Probably.
No. Anyway, the show. I like it.
Okay.
But I feel like there's no like plot that's really grasping me. Quite yet.
We're really early in it right now.
Yes. Well, I'm more earlier than you.
The initial plot that I've kind of grabbed onto is that the Royal Air Force, the British Air Force, is like giving the American Air Force shit because we do our bombing runs during the day so we can see what we're bombing against or what we're bombing. So we're not killing civilians.
Right.
And the British are like, that's crazy because that's just asking to get shot down by the fighters.
True.
And so I think one of the initial themes is that we're heroes. In the last episode that I watched, Bucky and Buck are talking about that. And he's like, we're just going to lead our guys through. Like, that's what we're going to do.
Got it.
And so I wonder if that's the theme of like...
Interesting.
Or I wonder if the theme is America came into this war with a lot of moral superiority. Like, that's how we're going to fight. And then by the end, we're like, fuck these Nazis. We're dropping bombs.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you know,
that's the first thing that I've taken from this whole thing.
That's my thing. Is like there's exciting parts, you know, when they're doing the airstrikes and like whatever, and it's fun and it's good. But like I'm like, so what's the story though? I don't know. That's my only complaint so far.
The navigator that gets sick, Anthony.
I like
you got it. His character arc, I think, is gonna be amazing. I think he's gonna go from the guy who could not even be up in the plane to like he's gonna be a hero. To I think he's going to be someone who dies, and it's gonna be really sad. But that's just how I see this show playing out. Mm-hmm. I like it though. I'm totally into it.
Cute watch for sure. All right, you guys, y'all know that one of our favorite things is Article. We love shopping for home furniture and accessories on article.com. I love not having to leave the house to be able to shop. I mean, who doesn't love things to just show up at their front door? And you guys know I'm kind of doing like a zhuzh at my house. I'm like building a closet, moved my office. And then I also decided to do kind of a rework of my kitchen. So I've been sitting in the same dining chairs forever. So I got an article and there were just so many cute things to choose from. But I landed on the Cap plush Pacific dining chair. I got them in the prettiest sage green. I'm going for like a lodge vibe at my house, and my mom helped me pick, and she decided that the green would really help lean into the earthiness of my home decor right now. You guys got to check Article out. Tell them why, Wells.
Article's team of designers are all about finding the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. They're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and looks good doing it. Article's offering our listeners out there $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/YFT, and the discount will automatically be applied at checkout. That's article.com/YFT for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Continued on with, did you even try to do The Curious Case of Natalia Grace?
I did not. Okay. I watched like no TV, so we're clear.
Okay. I need you and your mom to start watching this.
My mom was never going to watch that. I'll try.
Please.
I'll try.
And I'm now in Natalia Speaks. I'm in the second season. Okay. And I still am not sure if it's real. And I want to know if the YFTers think this shit's real or not. Okay. Because every episode I'm like, there's no way people act like this. Mm. And the other thing that's amazing about it is that I've now worked in enough reality TV where like, I wish I could get people to act like, to do this in a chair.
Mm.
It's so hard to get people to be emotive and like say weird shit, let alone when like you're on trial or like you could be in trouble and your lawyers, every time I watch the episode, I'm like, there's no way this is real, but it's so fucking good. Jeez Louise. Everyone needs to go watch that show.
That's insane. Let me ask my sister if she's seen it.
Oh my God. Please make her go watch it.
She said, I think she's 50. And then I said, do you think it's true or no? And she said, it seems fake.
Okay. So she finished it?
I think so. Season two. Is that the last season?
Yeah. I finally watched Killers of the Flower Moon.
Oh, I've been wanting to watch it.
Okay. And I think it's up your alley because it is like, you know, it's like it's a Western effectively. Mm-hmm. I will say this right off the bat. I couldn't do it in one sitting.
Well, it's long, right?
It's like 3.5 hours. Like I watched an hour and then I was like, I'm going to go work out. I need like a break from this. Mm-hmm. And then when I came back, Sarah, she didn't watch it with me, but she was kind of making fun of me because she was like, wow, you had to take a break. And I was like, just a long freaking movie. And then, I came back and I started watching it and I was like, oh, this is so good. It's so good. The cast is ridiculous. Scorsese does an amazing job, as he always does. Mm-hmm. But I tell you who the scene stealer is. It's the woman. Yeah, Lily Gladstone.
Yeah.
She is.
She won some awards for that role.
She's going to win an Academy Award for this. Like, she is so, so very good in this.
Cool.
When oil is discovered in 1920s Oklahoma under Osage Nation land, the Osage people are murdered one by one until the FBI steps in to unravel the mystery. Killers of the Flower Moon. It's on right now on Apple for free, so go watch it there. It's Leo DiCaprio. Mm-hmm. It's Robert De Niro. Mm-hmm. This woman, Lily Gladstone. Jesse Plemons is very good in it. Mm-hmm. Brendan Fraser and John Lithgow kind of like coming at the end, but like very, very good. And then here's the thing. I feel like Scorsese was like living in Nashville for a while and wanted to hire his favorite musicians.
Okay.
Because Jason Isbell has like a huge part in it.
No.
Huge part.
What?
Sturgill Simpson's in it.
Interesting.
He has a pretty big part. He's not as good of an actor as Jason Isbell is.
How funny.
And then Jack White's in it.
What?
I'm telling you, it was like all of my favorite Nashville musicians are just in this film.
Huh.
It's a fucked up story. And it's like very true.
I know.
What they do to these people is so messed up. And it's really sad to see. And the other thing that they kind of like shed light on that I didn't realize is that Native Americans there was a huge diabetes problem with them because they were so not used to eating sugar the way like these Western Europeans were. When we came over here, it wasn't like we brought sickness and everything and like fire water, you know, and the alcohol. Mm-hmm. It was also diabetes. And so many of them died from diabetes.
Interesting.
Highly recommend. It just takes a long time.
Mm.
But the end is really, really good. Okay. And Leo is just...
Leo.
He's so good. Robert De Niro is really good too.
Okay.
So love to hate him.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah.
I do need to watch that. And yeah. I need to watch Oppenheimer. I haven't seen that yet.
I know. I got to get into that one too. And then I started watching a documentary that's like whatever, but kind of fun. It was a documentary about Alexander the Great.
Okay. Fun, huh?
Alexander, the making of a god.
Oh.
Alexander was the king and widely considered to be one of history's greatest and most successful military commanders. By the age of 30, he had created one of the largest empires in history. Alexander, the making of a god, on Netflix. So it's interesting. So it's like they're acting out scenes, but then there's also like professors, people that study history, like okay. talking about it and like his strategy and like what they were doing, going up against the Persians and all this kind of stuff. So it kind of goes back and forth between like documentary and like a film, I guess.
Okay.
Fascinating. One of the things I took away from it that I thought was interesting. So Alexander was gay. Mm-hmm. And in old Greek back then, they didn't have a word for gay. Like the only word that they had was like just being sexual with people. And like, it was very, I just assume like very fluid, you okay. know?
Yeah.
And people were just having sex with everybody. I was thinking about that in the terms of like, people are like this woke agenda and like the world is, you know, mm-hmm. Oh my God, you know, it's a bunch of betas and all this stuff that you hear and like red pill, blue pill, all this stuff that I'm like, well, this motherfucker was like one of the best like war commanders ever.
Yeah.
And apparently he was a little light in the loafers.
I mean,
you know?
Yeah.
So I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Anyways, it's okay. It's not like the best thing in the
You're
world.
So nuts.
I'm convincing myself that I liked it.
I can see that.
We got sent some fun things from the YFTers that I thought
oh,
we
thank
would
God, because yeah. you know, we're low on material here.
Well, you know, I came with some shit. This I thought was interesting.
A few months ago, my whole family moved to the middle of nowhere for the apocalypse. They moved to rural Missouri. And whenever I say this, people are always like, why Missouri? And I didn't realize that most people don't know the weirdest bit of Mormon lore. Mormonism is technically an apocalypse religion. Like, it's all about the latter days. And the lore is...
I never thought of it like that, but that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of religions are apocalyptic.
For sure.
Right? Yeah. Like Christianity is like, yeah. the rapture's coming.
Yep.
Why do we do that?
I'm not sure.
I want a religion that's like, dude, good shit's coming. You guys have no idea. And I guess that's the idea of this is like, once you are judged or whatever, then.
Uh-huh.
You, but like, I don't. Can I have good shit before I die?
Right.
That's what I want.
Okay.
Is that when Jesus Christ comes to the earth again, he is going to touch down and live in rural Missouri. And then again, like, why Missouri? And there's more lore about how when Adam and Eve walked the earth, the Garden of Eden was supposedly in rural Missouri.
No.
There's no way.
I've been to rural Missouri.
Yeah. It ain't that nice.
No. Have you been to Branson?
My dad used to play there every year when I was a kid.
I dated a girl who had a house, like a lake house there.
Yeah.
We would go and we'd go to shows and I would always be like, this is where talented people come to die.
Yes.
Not where Jesus comes back.
Absolutely.
And there is a prophecy that all Mormons will be called to Zion, which is rural Missouri, and that they will all have to pack up and move out there and it'll be like apocalyptic conditions. So there are some excited, zealous Mormons that are moving out there early and my parents happened to fall into that camp. So they took all my siblings and they moved out to rural Missouri. So that's the Mormon lore that ruined my life basically.
Okay, that's bonkers, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part of me that thinks that this is like some big master plan by the Missouri Tourism Board.
For sure. Or like, yeah, because like we're talking about Zion over here. Well, there's a Zion right in Utah and it's beautiful.
And that one I could see being
right
where Adam and Eve hung out.
Yeah.
But I, but first
Missouri?
Of all,
I don't know. Although it would explain why they were naked because it's so freaking hot and humid there.
Not all year.
Most of the time.
I used to go duck hunting in Missouri. It's cold as balls there.
Really?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, but I feel like there's just like some governor of Missouri who was like Mormon. He was like, all right, this is the idea. We got to get some more people to move here. All right, this is where it's going to be. Fucking Missouri, bro. First of all, the Garden of Eden was probably in the Middle East somewhere. right? Mm-hmm. I assume between the Euphrates and the Tigris River. Mm. That sounded like I knew some shit, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah. For a second, you go. What the fuck? You went.
Here we go.
Yeah, you went. What the fuck is happening here? But the also, Listen, if I know anything about my theology, is that between the Euphrates and the Tigris is where we believe, scholars maintain, that is where Adam and Eve first took a bite of the forbidden fruit.
Thank you, Brother Wells.
Yes. Amen. By the way, when we went to Disney World and we went through Star Wars World, this might not be funny to you because you're not Catholic, so I don't know what you guys say, but you're Christian. So every time we went through Star Wars World, they'd be like, may the force be with you. Mm. And then I would start replying with, and also with you, may you lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord and God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of the church. I started regurgitating shit, and everyone's like, what are you?
And they say it's not a cult?
Yeah. Huh. Well, I don't know if you know who I am. I'm a man of the cloth. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so funny, Missouri. That would be my first inkling to be like, I don't know about this religion. Have you guys been to fucking Kansas City? I don't know.
It's not good.
That's not it. And one of my other favorite things. Yep. I don't know if you saw this, but Michael Bublé played in a celebrity NHL All-Star game. Okay. I saw that Justin Bieber played in it as well. Mm-hmm. And Michael Bublé, yes, he is like the man who sings all the amazing Christmas songs. Yep. And I feel like every like middle-aged woman like loves him so much. Mm-hmm. But I've seen a bunch of interviews with him and he seems like the raddest dude.
Really?
Yes. And he's doing a post-game interview with Will Arnett. And this is what he says. And it's so freaking funny.
My buddy told me this is just a microdose of mushrooms. And he was lying. So I'll be honest, I thought I was in Blades of Glory for most of the time that I was out there. Until it sort of settled down. And then I realized, holy shit, I am at the NHL All-Star Game. You know, it just occurs to me.
This is during a post-game interview.
That's incredible.
If you're watching this video, you can kind of see he's still feeling it. Like his eyes are like big. Mm-hmm. And then Will Arnett tries to save him a little bit, but the damage is done, sister.
That all through all the incredible songs that you've done over the years, yeah, and all the hearts of women that you've won over around the world, with all that talk about fantasy hockey, you lost them all in one sentence. It all just evaporated. Years of building it up and it just gone.
I love that so much. I would never take mushrooms before a televised hockey event.
Definitely not.
But you know what, Michael Bublé? Good for you, man.
He can do whatever he wants.
What a fucking badass. That's so funny. He was like, my buddy said that this was a microdose, and it was not. And I thought I was in the movie Blades of Glory. And what's funny about that is that Will Arnett is in the movie Blades of Glory. So there you go.
There you go.
Little side fact. Last thing. I saw this on TikTok and I thought it was really interesting. And then maybe I'm on some mushrooms right now. I don't know. Did you know that fire can only be made from living shit? Like if you think about it.
What do you mean?
Has anything ever been on fire that wasn't alive at some point? I mean, who knows outside of our planet? But our planet, just we can figure out like what burns here. Like rocks don't burn, right?
I bet my dead ends would burn if you set my hair on fire.
But your hair was alive at one point.
True.
Right?
I think. I don't know.
Like dirt doesn't burn.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Sand doesn't burn, it melts. The only thing that creates fire had to have been alive at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Wood, grass, bodies, bones.
I guess so.
Carbon, effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Gasoline. Oil. Those are dinosaurs and shit, right?
Don't know.
I don't know. The more I think about it, it's like, that's crazy to me.
Uh-huh.
That this thing, fire, that is like the most important thing for us.
Important.
Well, I mean, like it keeps us warm and everything, and we drive our cars with it. And
okay.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe AI is going to be the bigger thing, but I think the controlling and discovering of fire is the biggest thing that happened to humanity.
Interesting. Okay.
It can only be created by shit that was alive.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up.
Is it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Interesting.
That was not a microdose.
That's what it's sounding like.
But if you think about it, it's kind of crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fine.
Whatever.
Do we have any like fuck you very muches or anything, or we don't need it?
All right, 5 stars. Subject line, my favorite thing from Always Listening 305. When I first listened to this pod years ago and barely knew of Wells, I remember thinking, why is this guy yelling? But after sticking around, I can honestly say, this is my favorite podcast. Oh, good timing there. The recommendations, the short stories, the friendship between these two, the silliness. Even the way the pod starts with just Wells informally talking. I love the format. Okay. Love it all.
Wow.
Always Listening 305. We love you.
You'll always be in my heart.
That's so sweet.
Okay, so this is from Brooke 2535 whatever. Subject line, YouTube. 5 stars, thank you for that. I love the pod and I want to watch it on YouTube, but it drops so much later than Apple Podcasts. Okay.
Okay.
Podcast Nation, I guess.
Can't we just drop it all on the same day?
I don't know.
Or is that not a thing?
I don't know. People get mad at me for making fun of religion, but but here's the thing. We're making fun of all the religions.
Mm-hmm.
I make fun of Catholicism.
Yeah.
And I'm Catholic.
I know.
And also, to all you guys fucking talking shit about me making fun of religions, you don't know I'm an ordained minister. Okay?
No.
I am.
You're not.
Yeah. And this is what I have to say to all those out there who, like, just don't get it.
Suck a dick, suck a dick, suck a motherfucking dick.
Suck a dick.
Suck a future small dick. This is 5 stars from App Review Zach. Subject line, more Sarah. 5 stars. We love Sarah. Also keep up with the Mormon talk. Makes me LOL. I love Wells and Brandy! Exclamation point. They have the best energy and are so funny. They also have never missed when it comes to a book and TV show recommendations. Ooh. P.S. Please do a spinoff show with Sarah.
A spinoff show.
I can't wrangle her down, guys.
Yeah.
She just fills in when we need her.
Yeah.
Do you have your Muzaks?
Have you heard of Megan Maroney?
I don't think so.
She's country.
Well, she looks very pretty.
She's very pretty, and she's got a song called No Color ID that I'm a big, big fan of. I think she's really, you know, there's quite a few people on the up-and-coming country situation, and I think she's going to be a big deal.
Okay.
I think she's going to make it. I love the song.
Megan Maroney.
Mm-hmm.
No caller ID.
She's cute.
I like it. I don't know if I did this one. We can go out on it. My buddy Daniel Ellsworth has a new song out. So he was in a band called Daniel Ellsworth and the Great Lakes. We played a bunch of his stuff in the past, but he moved out here, started doing stuff with Dark Minds. But his old band, Daniel Ellsworth and the Great Lakes, has a new record out, which is so good, by the way. And this is a song called...
Before you hit play.
Okay.
I would just like to tell the Wife Tears that Wells is coming on Sorry We're Stoned this. Well, it won't be out for a few weeks, but we're recording it this week. And if you don't know, Sorry We're Stoned is now like full video episodes, YouTube, all the things. And we have a section of the show where we have people call in and ask questions. So if you guys have any questions for Wells, would love for you guys to call in. There's a voicemail you can call. The number is 516-7-STONER.
Wow.
Or you can also email us a video message and we'll put your video into the show and you can ask your question that way. If you want to send us a video, you can send it to sorrywerestoned1, the number, at gmail.com.
And they're asking questions for me?
Yeah. You can either just ask Wells questions like that you're curious about or, you know, it's the DRMT segment. So they usually ask my mom for advice. So if you guys happen to want Wells' advice, you could call and ask him some questions.
Okay.
Or if you just like want to know like what he put in his soup earlier today, like you could just ask that. You can ask anything.
Yeah, you didn't even bring up the fact that I was cooking soup.
And he has to answer it. That's the best part.
Oh, I do?
Yeah. So anything you want to ask Wells.
Well, what if it's like, is it going to get me in trouble or something?
Well, it's... don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
I can do it.
That's happening.
What's the number again?
5167-STONER.
Okay. Speaking of numbers, if you want to call us up and leave us a voicemail, our number is 858-630-1856. You're here for a while.
Yeah.
You got anything big coming up?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Yeah, me neither.
It's kind of a dead time, you know?
Yeah.
January is always kind of exciting, and then February is kind of a snooze, yeah. I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Not much. I'm going to try to go find another job.
That sounds wise.
I need some money.
The rumors.
Yeah, right? This is Daniel Ellsworth in the Great Lakes. This is a song called After All. We love you, YF Tears.
Love you guys.
I'll see you later, Slimenge.
Bye.
Does Miley really think that it's not real?
I asked if she watched the end of it, and she hadn't answered.
Damn.
It seems fake.
It does seem fake.
I think she's 50.
I don't think that she's gotten very far in it then. That's what I'm saying.
That's funny.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.